We're going to start out with just a more of a Q&A, going over some basics on the comp plan and get a feel for what you guys are looking for, take some questions, and try to dig into exactly what we've done training on comp plans before in the past and found that we can go too overboard and just turning everybody into jelly just with too much information. So I think what we're doing is we're going to start with some basic information. When Jim and I came out, we were in concept mode. We were trying to come up with a comp plan that was just really simple. You do X, you get paid Y. There's no, well, if you add this minus that times that, you get a certain outcome, and you have certain different levels and a bunch of different stuff. So we really tried to simplify, and I feel like we've done a pretty good job with it, but it's still not simple enough. So what we want to do is put together some kind of training. So this call is really going to help me kind of dial in what you guys are looking for. And then what we'll do is we'll come out with a PowerPoint that kind of comes through, or a full-on video that just goes through the basics of the comp plan so you have the understanding of the comp plan. So
Jeff,
the comp plan.
Excuse me, Jeff. If everyone would just please mute your line, or if the host would please mute the other lines while Jeff's speaking, that would be great. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jeff. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. So, you know, this comp plan's, you know, really built into you reach a level, and there's multiple levels. You reach a level, you get paid a floodgate bonus. You meet a certain level, and you get a car bonus. And as you keep on going up levels, your car bonus increases. The pack bonus is you bring in three people with a pack, and you get paid a pack bonus. Every person after that that comes in, you get another pack bonus. So we're it's got key components. And what we've found is most companies, when you start out with a new comp plan, you have to leave yourself open to it's a startup, and it's going to need some change. It's going to need some massage. And after a few months, we got a lot of feedback from folks that there's a lot of regulation that's really come into play when it comes to comp plans. And there's a lot of rules to make sure that things stay fair and that the states are happy, and of course, the federal government. So the customer focus is really something that's important to everyone, is to have a good customer base and a good product to go. So first thing we want to do is come up with some good products and just get a customer base going. So we really promote the fact that we have customers. And when we built the comp plan, we wanted to make sure that you get good volume for it, but then you get a good retail profit that comes from having any kind of customer. So you get that quick and early money. So what we found is that the comp plan, this gated program, was built on having three legs, three personally sponsored, three to get three. And after about 5 months, we decided what we needed to do is loosen up on that for the first four ranks. So coming in at star, star one, star two, and star four, we have changed the maximum volume per leg to allow to only have two people sponsored or two legs. And even with that, on some of these, you really can meet these requirements even with one sponsored and customer volume and one leg. So that's what we were really trying to accomplish with this last change, is to make the first four levels really straightforward, really simple to get people in, get going, keep people motivated. So, you know, I come in, I sponsor one person, I get a couple, two, three customers, I get some volume going, I'm buying a product for myself, and I'm getting paid to do it. And then as you go through the process and you start building your team, the pack bonuses come in, the car bonuses come in, and we just keep on growing to that extent. So, Jim, is that kind of, and I'm going to take a look at those, see if we got anything that's going here. Feedback through his microphone. No, I mean. Okay. Is there any questions right off the top based on the changes that we made last month? Now, of course, we've added the dashboard, and everybody's had a chance to log into their back office and see their dashboard, where we're basically showing this is the rank that you're currently at. this is the number you're at, and this is the number, either be in qualified group volume, number or sponsored, customer volume, what it's going to take to make to the next rank. Now, the next step on that is to have your tabular genealogy. Right now, if you pull up your tabular genealogy, it gives you different information on your personally sponsored and the rest of your team. And what we're going to do is we're going to add fields to the tabular genealogy in the next week, where it'll allow you to see these same details for anybody in your downline. So you'll be able to see anybody in your downline of where they stand currently and what do they need to do to get to their next rank. So you guys can pick out folks in your downline and help them reach their next goal. Let's see, Jeff, can you list the two key components again, please? Three components. So in order to hit the first couple ranks, you know, you have the personal volume, the personal number of active customers, which is two, and then you have to have your customer volume minimum, and then, of course, the total group volume, just like for Star, is 400 total volume. So if you have your personal volume at 100, your customer volume at 200, you're already at 300, you're not going to need two personally sponsored, or let alone three personally sponsored. You can probably, with one personally sponsored, start earning floodgate bonuses. And that'll carry you, and you can keep growing and adding all the way up till the fourth rank. The Star 4K is still built that you can still receive this rank with one to two people sponsored, or so, one to two legs.
Jeff, when we talk about customer volume and personal volume, so there's differences, right? So as personal, there's points attached to every product.
Correct.
So if you purchase a remedy in your reoccurring order, the member gets 50 points. If you purchase a box product, the member gets 35 points towards their personal volume, and you need a 100 minimum personal volume to qualify. Now, that being said, only 100 points of your own personal volume can ever be used towards your potential rank advancement. Is that correct?
Correct. Your group volume. You can only use up to 100 of your own personal volume towards your qualification.
Right. And so customers, if you have a preferred customer, a box or a remedy product is worth 40 points, and a box product is worth 25 points. And I really like actually how you guys have set this up in terms of customer requirement, because if you do the math, because this is a numbers game, if you do the math on the minimum customer volume requirement of 200 points, so let's say you have the minimum two customers each ordering a remedy, you guys only have 80 points. So it's not that you just need two customers, you also need to meet the points. But if you do the math and you meet the 200 minimum customer requirement, that in itself will cover your own personal orders money-wise. You're looking confused.
Well, because if, for instance, for the first rank, you need to have a minimum of 100 personal volume, 200 customer volume. So you can do all of this with customer volume, but it's got to be an all or nothing. So if you had 300 in customer volume, you wouldn't need to have an order. But if you had an order for, let's say, 50 volume, and then you had customer volumes of 250, it will not satisfy the full 300. You'll have to replace your 100 with 100 customer volume. So the minimum customer count is two, and the minimum customer volume that you need is 200 customer volume. And then if you want to use customer volume to replace your personal volume, you'll need 100 more customer volume to replace it.
Right. You can't, and we kind of ran into this with one member, and we were kind of confused until we called you and we looked at the comp plan again. So if you have, let's say you have 80 personal volume and you have 140 customer volume, boosting your own personal volume, you need to do anyways because you need to be at 100. So let's say you ordered then, you upped your personal volume to 150. That does not replace the customer requirement volume. The customer volume and the personal volume are two separate things. Unless you have the full 100 customer volume increase. So let's say you have 200 customer volume and then you get another 100 customer volume, which makes you 300 customer volume. Only then does that make you personally active without ordering, correct?
Correct. And even with that, let's say you have 300 customer volume and you still personally have 100. That gives you 400 total volume. You've now made star rank and you're paid a floodgate bonus for that week without right. being personally sponsored.
So then go into also how we have a 5-week rolling.
Right. So a 5-week rolling, and I'm gonna pull up my calendar because to follow. So if we're looking at today is November 19th. This week ends on the 25th of November. So if I wanted to know what my dates were for the current period, my current period is going to start, or I'm sorry, it's going to end on the 25th. And that's the way I do it. When I look at the calendar, I pull up the end date first because I look at the day of week. If I'm on Wednesday, the 21st, I still know the week ends on the 25th. So the total 5-week rolling would be the 25th to the 19th, 1, 18th to the 12th, 2, 11th to the 5th, 3, 4th to the 29th, 4, and the 28th to the 22nd of October is the 5th week. So this current period is October 22nd through November 25th. That is a 5-week period. And of course, the previous period that'll pay on this Friday is through the 18th of November, and it began on the 15th of October. Now we have a piece in the back office that shows the weeks, and I got to get, because it's kind of a manual process, we haven't figured out how to automate it, I got to get the staff to update it more regularly, so it's updated every Monday. So it's still, I don't believe it's been moved yet this Monday, but it will be soon. Does that kind of answer the 5-week question?
Yes, and so, for example, we've had it sometimes where people have made a new rank Sunday night because they've had activity throughout the week. And so Sunday night they've made a star 1K or a star 2K. And come Monday morning, their rank is down. And they're like, what happened? And it's because that 5th week of volume dropped off Monday morning. Because our rank period, our pay period, is from Monday morning at 12 a.m. to Sunday night at 11:59 p.m., correct?
Correct. So what happens on Monday morning, as soon as Monday morning rolls down, commissions are run and things are updated, and it shows that your numbers have dropped considerably. I'm still working with the programs to be able to show in the dashboard what the previous rankings were, how you finished the previous week. So that's another piece that I expect to add to that dashboard that we have, one of those bottom corners where you have the big one that says recurring order, yes or no. We're going to add another box there that's going to tell you what your rank ending the previous period is. So that's another piece that we're going to put up. Okay, now I see Seth said that so you can make up bonus with some of your own personal volume. Seth, you're talking personal volume as in if you really can't make up rank. The only thing you can ever do with your personal volume is up to 100 PV, period. If you have 500 PV, you did a hustle pack, you have 500 PV, that is not going to help you change rank because you can only use 100 for your qualified group volume that goes towards it. Now, if you had customers, customer volume counts towards rank, absolutely, and qualified group volume. But in order for it to replace your personal volume, you'd have to have a minimum of 100. But if you had 1,000 customer volume, you'd be star 1K just with customer volume. Does that help? All right.
Sure did.
Colette, any other thoughts right off the top?
No, I love that. So let's do a scenario on how one person can rank up to 1,000K and make and sustain $1,000 per month, because that's the coolest part of the changes you made on this comp plan. To be able to make $1,000, you only do need those two legs. Now, for everybody who, you know, starts by creating three legs, the system does look at three legs but counts it like two. So it's not that you've done something wrong if you're starting with three legs, because the system itself will pull all the numbers and it's almost like it sees it like two legs, right?
Well, it's just going to start adding. I mean, if you have three legs, it's going to just count all of the volume for each leg up to that point.
Oh, yeah. So, yes, one question was 1K a month. Yes, to make one, did I say a week? I meant a month. To make $1,000 in Gemini getting started, because that's often a question that comes up. So just a quick little scenario explanation on how that can be done.
Okay. Okay, so if I was to do that, and that's why I really want to do, I think we can do a lot of stuff with a PowerPoint where we can show stuff. But in order to make 1K, of course, you're looking for a total qualified group volume of 1,000. So if you had personal volume of 100 CV, your portion is covered. And then if you had customer volume, and we're going to start out with the basics, and you had customer volume of 200 CV, that's got the requirements taken. And that's why I really love the one sheet. I live off this one sheet, the one sheeter. It is really pretty straightforward. And I built the dashboard to follow it right left to right. So the minimum personal volume I need is 100. The total number of active customers I have to have two. Check mark, check mark. Customer volume 200, check mark. I got to think that I'm going to share this with one of my friends that's going to join with me, so I got a minimum of one personally sponsored member. So check mark. So far for STAR, or actually for, at this point, I can make pretty much any of the first four ranks with just those stats. I can have 100 PV, two customers, 200 customer volume, and one active member. That's the first four ranks, straightforward, very simple, done. Now, in order to make the ranks, now the only thing I got to work on is the qualified group volume. So right now, currently, I can use 100 of mine. I used the 200 of my customers. So currently, I have 300 qualified group volume right now without having any of my downline. So if I have Steve, Sue, and Bill, let's say Steve has, let's go with the first instance. Let's go with Steve has 2,000 in his team. He's already killing it. And Sue's got 100 and Bill's got 100. What level am I qualified for? So I have personal volume of 100. I have customer volume of 200. So I'm sitting at 300. I can use, now depending on which rank I use, I'm going to start big and see if I can't get 4K, because I know I have the qualifications for up to 4K on my customer count, my personal volume, and my customer volume. So I'm going to look and go, okay, well, I can use up to 2,000 CV per leg. So right there off the cuff, I can use all of Steve's 2,000, all of Sue's 100, and all of Bill's. So there's 2, 21, 22, 23, 24. I have 2,500 qualified group volume. So 2,500 group volume, what's that qualify me for?
Stark 2K.
I just made Stark 2K. It's that simple. And it's a little bit of, and it's probably not the right terminology, but kind of a hunt peck. I usually, when I look at it and somebody starts out with, well, you know, how do I know which rank to look at? I look at my first qualifications. What am I, my left to right on this one pager, what do I qualify for? Do I have 100 PV? Okay, I can make any rank with 100 PV. How many personal active customers do I have? Well, if I have six, I could possibly be premier 1K, 150K. But do I have 600 in personal volume? No, I only have 300. So that drops me down to the possibility, the highest rank I could possibly be is Elite 24. Because I have 100 personal volume, I have six personal customers, but I'm only sitting on 300 personal volume. So the most I could be is 300. But oh darn, I only have one active member. So where did I just drop to? Now I only have qualifications on the one pager left to right for Star 4K. So then I go to Star 4K and it doesn't matter what my volumes are. I know at that point, based on the beginning qualifications left to right, and that's the way I read this page, the best I can do is take 2,000 from any one group. So if I go back to my scenario and I go PV at 100, customer volume at 300. Let's say Steve's now got 8,000 on his leg. Sue's still got 100 and Bill's got 200. So then because I only have the qualifications up to Star 4K, I'm trying to get the 4K. The most I can use is 2,000. So I'm still 2,000, 21, 23, 24, 25, 26. I got 2,700. I am still at Star 4K. But if I had, you know, if I had, where did I go? I lost my number. If I had 400 personal volume, customer volume, that makes me qualified up to another level where I can look at, well, that fact that I have enough because I have enough customers, I have enough personal volume, and I now have enough customer volume. I can look at, okay, I can use up to group volume per leg up to 20,000. So I probably look at that and go, well, I can't use that because I'm not going to get to that number. But now I can use up to 8,000. So I would go, well, there's qualified group volume 8,000. Let's try that. So I can use max 3,200 per leg. So 32 plus the 100 plus the 4 plus the 1 is not going to get me there. But if I do Star 8K, I can use 3,200. So 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. I got 4,000 in total group volume at this point. So now I'm at Star 4K. Does that make sense? I'm going to like see if I'm losing everybody, because I know I'm talking a little fast here. But like I said, I use this one pager a ton, and I just read from left to right to see what qualifications on the basic rank do I meet before I even worry about what my qualified group volume is, because I can have 100,000 in qualified group volume, but if I don't meet the minimum personal or the number of customers or the number of active members, it doesn't matter what my qualified group volume is. I got to make sure my team is in the right spot first. All right, let's see. If I restart qualification each week, I wouldn't actually get the bonus until stage star qualified for five consecutive weeks. No, not at all. Not at all. So let me answer that again. It says if I reach star qualified this week, I wouldn't actually get the bonus until I stage star qualified for five consecutive weeks. That is not correct. Every time you run your numbers, your system looks back 5 weeks from the ending period. As we just talked about, this Sunday coming is the end of this period. So you're going to look at that entire week. And as that volume, you can meet a rank in 1 week and get paid for 5 weeks. So let's just put it that way. Let's say I started today and I just banged it and I get my 100 PV. I get my 200 CV. And I also get, let's just say I get star qualified in 1 week. It's going to look at that for 5 weeks. You're now going to be star qualified and paid star for 5 weeks. You don't, it's going to look back. So if you made it, if you just came in and you made it this week, you make star. your volume's not going to change. Now, once you get 5 weeks out, then the sixth week, you're going to gain a week, you're going to drop a week. Do you see how that works? That's why getting somebody up and running in the first week is really important and really can be beneficial for them, because if you get them into a star rank in the first week, they'll be paid that star rank for 5 weeks, because the system's always looking back 5 weeks. So if I start on, go ahead.
Jeff, that scenario where someone hits a rank Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, and then that fifth, they were star 2K, and Monday morning, they're now star 1K because that fifth week dropped off, but they hit 2K on Sunday.
Yep.
Are they still getting paid 2K even though their rank shows their 1K?
They'll get paid on that Friday. When I pay on Friday, I'm actually paying for the week ending that Sunday.
Yeah, but that doesn't carry for following weeks.
It does not. No, that's why I'm saying, if somebody's brand new, in their first week they come in, they make a rank, they'll be paid for 5 weeks. But once you are in past 5 weeks, a week comes on, a week drops off. So if I was star 2K this week, Monday I drop a rank, I have to make up the volume that I dropped off on that week that fell off. And you'll know what that number is Monday morning when the numbers reset. So let's say I was qualified at star 2K at 2,200. I ended the week qualified 2,200. Monday morning rolls around, it resets, and now I'm 1K and I'm at 1,800. How much volume do I need to place that week to make my rank?
200.
200, I'm back in rank. It's not where I want to stop, but you get where I'm going there. And that's kind of how that goes. So Monday morning, you will most likely, everybody on this call drops some, because you're basically going from pulling 5 weeks of volume to pulling 4 weeks in 1 day, then 4 weeks in 2 days, then 4 weeks in 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And then on Sunday, you're really looking at the full 5 weeks again. And by then, of course, you should be back at your 2,200 or better.
Right. That's, and I always tell my people too, when Monday comes and that fifth week has dropped off, don't panic. You have till Sunday night to recover. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah, and don't forget, you got recurring orders. People are got auto ships coming every day. We run orders every day. So your volume's replacing every day. So Monday morning when it drops, and let's just say it drops 1,000 CV, you also got 7 days of recurring orders running each day to go towards it. Then, of course, you're hopefully going to sign up some folks and get some new customers and add. And the key to this is to get residual customers. The one-time sales are great and helpful, but what the goal of this is for everybody on this call, of course, is to get preferred customers ordering every month and get new members on that want to order every month, and them to get their members that are ordering every month. And it just multiplies and multiplies, and it's just a build. And then
Jeff, I have a question when you're done. I'm sorry. I love that song playing in the background. I'm dancing over here.
Oh, I didn't know it had the background noise. Sorry.
No, it's good. It's a good song. But my question was, is there a threshold cutoff? I know it's like counting the data for the prior Sunday night up until midnight. But if I have like a new person come on board and they sign up at 11:50, you know, PM before Monday morning, does that count towards my rank if I place it before midnight?
It goes all the way to 11:59:59. So 11:59 and 59.
What time zone?
Central.
All of them?
And that is true. No, it is central time zone. Everything's based on central time zone.
Okay. Cool.
That's a good point. Let me see if I miss anybody. Let's see. Saying most are paid weekly, so it would be monthly figure divided by four so that we qualified for the star bonus. Maybe. Okay. So again, yeah. So bonuses, we talk about star 1K, and star 1K pays $100 a month, but you have 4 months in a year that actually have 5 weeks in the month. So basically we divided all these numbers to pay weekly by four. That way it pays a little better than the number actually would be. We did this at the last company where we literally did the math and said, okay, it's $100 a month times 12 months divided by 52 weeks equals $11.36 a month. And it's just confusing. So this time Jay and Bill were like, no, let's just cut it into a four square and just call it. That way it's easy. $100 a month, $25 a week. $1,000 a month, $250 a week. Even though there's a couple of months, and we do a five-week rolling, anytime you make a rank, you're looking at a possibility of getting paid five times that number. So the $100 is really like $125. The $1,000 is really like $1,250 a lot of times.
Got it. And I see Jim getting antsy over there. I know time is over. I have one last quick question. If somebody returns a bottle for whatever reason, are you going to get like deducted commission when they return it if you've already been paid on it?
Now that's true. And what we've done is there's only a 1 week. So, I mean, accounting is accounting. So Okay. Yes, if you sold a bottle 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and your customer returns it for a refund, that is deducted from the current period it's returned in. So even though the sale was 3 weeks ago, that 3 weeks ago sale has already been paid, commission's done, out the door, accounting still has to get, we still have to back this stuff out, so.
And the CV would be taken away as well.
CV is taken back, okay. And so is sponsorship bonus. So if you received a bonus, it puts a negative against your account for the bonus also.
That's why you have to up your numbers.
And when you look into your... When you look into your unpaid commissions, there's there where it has a clawback, and you can see that.
Yes, and it's really the good thing is there's not a big number of that. Really, not many of those that really go on. We're really fortunate that we don't have a lot of returns.
That's because we have the best product ever.
There you go,
the girl.
All right, okay, Jeff. Can we go over also just quickly the pack bonuses? So initially, you need 3 partners in packs to receive your first initial pack bonus. Doesn't matter how long it takes. It's like it's just sitting there in the bank.
Yep.
And then once you've gotten your first 3 partners, any pack after that gets paid out that pay period, right?
Correct.
Now, on the pack bonus money, okay, so when you look at a Catalyst pack, if you sell a Catalyst pack for $250, you get a CV of 100, and your pack bonus on that is $75. Now, if you sell 3 of those in your first 30 days, you get that extra $50, right?
No. You actually, if you do 3 in your first 30 days, you're G3. If you sell 2 in your first 30 days and 1 within the next who knows who cares how long, you get boosted bonus on the first 2. Anything that you sign up in the first 30 days is boosted bonus. Doesn't have to be all 3. It can be 1 in the first 30 days, the second one in 60 days, the third one in 90 days. You'll only get boosted bonus on the first one.
But you will get
paid the regular bonus on the other 2. So as much as we'd love for you to be G3 and get the T-shirt, if you get 1 in the first 30 days, you'll get boosted bonus on that. So you will get the $100 on that boosted bonus, even though you didn't get all 3.
Okay, that's great clarification, because it's always under the assumption that every pack purchased within the first 30 days gets that extra first 30-day $50 bonus for a Catalyst, but it's only the first one.
It's whatever was done within those 30-day time frame.
Whatever's done in 30 days.
Okay. On each pack?
Yeah, each pack, it's within 30 days.
So if I sold 5, if I've signed 5 people up within my first 30 days, I would get a boosted bonus on all 5.
Boosted on all 5. You do 10 in 30 days, you get boosted on all
5. Sell 20 then, Seth. Sell 30.
Go, go, go. Yes. Yeah, and then I see, Hubbis, with your question about the remedy CV. How do I say this? I've been doing this industry a long time. And comp plans are, you can only divvy a dollar up so many different ways. So there's a certain dollar figure that companies are trying to pay out, and they got a percentage they try to keep under to keep the company, because it's the whole SG&A and overhead and staff and all that fun stuff. So Joe asked for a change in the CVs on the remedy. I don't see them changing the CV under remedy if there's still money to be paid because you're waiting for the comp plan. And the comp plan is a little all over the map with the payout percentage, but you're also banking the percentage that's not paying out towards promotions, trips, And also for further enhancements, just like we changed the first four ranks, I'm still, Jim and I are still voting and pushing for some other comp plan changes that will benefit you guys to help motivate and get people going. We're just kind of waiting for things to kind of settle from the first changes because the payout percentage jumped. It jumped a pretty good number, which is good. And that's what we were wanting. So we're, it's just, it's a big balance of, do we give all the money in CVs? Do we give all the money in pack bonuses? Do we give all the money in trips? Do we give out iPads? Do we do special trips, special incentives? And we want to do a little bit of everything. And that's why you see different bonuses. And that's why we did the boosted bonus, but you can only do a boosted bonus within 30 days because the boosted bonus kills the percentage and ups the payout percentage. It's a big juggle. So I don't have a good answer for that, Joe, if that helps you. Let's see, review CV numbers for Remedy in the box. So the CV numbers for Remedy is 50, and in any box is 35. And if you're a preferred customer order, Remedy CV is 40, I believe, and the customer CV is 25 or 30. I think it's 30, isn't it? I think preferred customer is 30 because you have to have 30 CV to be an active customer. So it is 30. I don't think it's 25. It is 30. Let's see. What if you sell 20? So yes, 20 still get paid. What if you sign up a new member with a hemp pack? Does that give the member? Yeah, I probably need that. Let's see. What if you sign up a new member with a hemp pack? Does that give the member any CV? Well, yeah. The hemp pack, I believe, is 500 CV. Is that correct? I think that's correct. Now, there's a pack bonus with the hemp pack at enrollment, and then I believe there's just CV when it's done as a reorder.
The hemp pack is 200 CV.
Oh, is it 200? Oh, it's $500. You're right. I'm sorry. It's 200 CV. I should have that in front of me. I do have that in front of me.
Jeff, you are a wealth of knowledge. We've purposely let this call go a little long tonight. Thank you, Jeff. I know you're...
Yeah, no problem.
Things happen. But maybe one last question. I'll make it a good one, and then we're going to bring Jay on for a couple minutes. Anybody have a last pressing question you just really need an answer to tonight?
Yeah, and let me throw this out before you where you throw that out there. If you guys have more questions on the comp plan, please, please, please email them to customer service. They will certainly, if they can't answer to themselves, they'll get with me, and that will help me put together this comp plan training that we really want to put together. Again, we don't want to do one super complicated. I think the one I did at the first event was a little over complicated. I mean, I was 45 minutes into it, and I still had way more to go, but I was being super granular on every component of everything in the comp plan. And what I really need is for you guys that are the ones that are physically pitching the comp plan and talking to your downline, I need you guys to tell me what you need to know from a video, because we want to try to keep it short, sweet, to the point. So if things are straightforward and I don't need to have them explained, great. If it's other things I need to dive into, key components, just let me know what they are and we can dig into that. And go ahead with the question.
There was one. Go ahead.
I just want to go quickly over like a quick overview on the holding tank concept, because I don't want people missing out on all of a sudden having four and five lines started without realizing kind of the logistics of the holding tank.
One more time, sorry.
Just a quick little logistic on the holding tank concept. So when you sign someone up, okay, they go to the holding tank.
Okay, so with the unit level, you can put people pretty much anywhere. You can make them frontline. There's no limitation. When you do a binary, you can only have two people frontline. If you do a force matrix, you can only have three frontline. With the unit level, true to unit level, like this program, you got to think of yourself just like this grid we're all looking at. You're a spot. And then like right now, if I was looking, if this was my downline, I got Smithies to my left, I got Carla to my right. I got Jim underneath me, Samantha underneath me. You can add as many people front line to you as you like. You can have 15 legs, and all 15 legs count towards. A lot of the program needs to have a minimum of 3 people, but there's no maximum. And anybody that's front line counts towards your numbers. It's not held, but a lot of times you need teams to build because teams help teams help teams. And it does. But a lot of people, when they personally sponsor somebody, they put everybody front line. But when you approach somebody that's been in the industry, they say, well, you know, I got some people that are going to come in underneath me. But a lot of times you'll find people in this industry say, well, I'm going to take this group. And once I get them going, I'm going to take this group. And Samantha, if you come in, if you bring 3 people in this week, I'm going to put my next 2 people underneath you. So what the holding tank gives you the ability to do, it gives you 30 days to say, Samantha, you got 2 weeks. 2 weeks and I'm going to put these people up somewhere else if you don't do what we talked about, what our agreement was. So I'm going to take Jim and Smithies, and I'm going to leave them in my holding tank. I'll still get paid my bonus at the end of the week because they're still sponsored by me. So pack bonus still goes to me. The volume's still going to go to me, and it's going to be counted on my front line. Thank you. They're going to count on your front line. But 15 days into the enrollment, I can say, I'm going to move Smithies underneath COVID. And now she's going to be on my second level. Still going to count towards my volume, but it's not going to be first line volume. It's now going to be under Samantha's team. If you do not move them within 30 days, it will automatically leave it first line. Doesn't move it, it just leaves it. So the holding tank, think of the holding tank as your front line. It just puts everybody front line and they call it, quote, the holding tank. Now here's the kicker. If I am 4 people in the holding tank and Smithies, sorry, Lori, I always call people by the name, but she brings in.
Did everybody freeze?
Jeff did.
I think I know what he was going to say, though. I think, well, if you sign someone up while that, or if somebody in the holding tank tries to bring in a new partner under them, doesn't it assign them automatically? It does, right? I think that's where he was getting.
Yeah, I think you're right. Jeff, I don't know if you can hear us, Jeff.
If you do have lines started, I guess, you know, you can run 15 lines, but I think that would be a heck of a lot of work. So putting people in the mix of the lines that you've got started is a smart and good thing to do. And yes, you can use that as leverage for your team, that if someone's working it, you can say, you know what, I've got 2 people in the holding tank. Let's build your business. And if you're working it, I'm going to plop, you know, one of these people down there. But in the meantime, if those extra people in the holding tank sign a customer or sign a partner, they automatically start their own line. So it's always good to kind of, you know, if you've got a serious business builder coming in and they're in the holding tank, look for a placement for them before they start signing people, or you'll have a 4th and 5th leg going, which is a lot of extra work, I think.
Exactly. And I kind of try to strategically put people, like, if everybody's from New York, I have like my New York leg and my Texas leg. So I try to keep it organized based on like geography too, so they can all work together and like incentivize each other to, you know, do events together or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're all good strategies. Listen, Jay, let's make a few closing comments. This will be continued. Jeff's going to be doing another more in detail presentation here in the upcoming weeks once he's got these questions answered and also visual. So great job, Jeff. I think we lost you, but great job, brother. And Jay, why don't you wrap this call up for us this evening?
Okay, y'all, I'm going to make this very quick. Basically, the idea behind what we did enhancing the comp plan is, instead of having to have 3 legs, which you still want to build 3 legs, is it allows you to be able to take more from star 4K and below. It allows you to take more of your volume from any of your legs. So you can actually hit these ranks with 2 legs instead of 3. So we just wanted to make it easier. We wanted to make it easier to not only hit rank, but maintain rank. So, you know, once we implemented that, a lot of people hit rank that they hadn't hit in a while immediately. Others had never hit it, and all of a sudden, boom, they were there. So it's designed to help you get ranked faster and maintain it. So I think it was a very, very big enhance, and I think a lot of people like it. So it's here to stay. That's the big thing. Also to know is we set something, the way we designed this is for somebody to be able to come in and make money very quickly, very easily. So actually put the effort through and be able to get to where you're making $100 a month, making 200, making $1,000 a month by, so we made it easier at those levels. So, you know, it's going to actually help maintain, what word am I looking for, Jim? It's going to help retain.
Continuity, retention.
Yeah, it's going to help retention. So that's the big thing we did with that is we wanted to get money in people's pockets to where their product's paid for and they can make money easily. So,
well, we did a great job. Great decision, in my opinion, on the ownership team. And also, it's certainly being you know, very well appreciated, I would say, by the field. Everyone, thank you so much for your participation tonight. This will just be the first phase of a, you know, a further, like, again, explanation of the compensation plan, but it's been a great job by Jeff and enhanced by the input of everyone else. So thank you all very much. Have an awesome week. Those in the United States, don't eat too much turkey. Otherwise, I'll have a great week. God bless everyone. This call is adjourned. Goodbye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
Good night.